This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to what research tells us about the connection between immigration and innovation in America, something we touched on in our series last month, marking the birth of the semiconductor revolution 75 years ago. The role of highly skilled people coming to the U.S. from other countries has been underappreciated, according to Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Immigration, it's a hot-button political issue, perennially, but the economic gains from attracting skilled immigrants to the U.S. is quite well documented.
It is, but I still find the numbers striking. I mean, let me just list a few telling figures. Foreign-born newcomers have been awarded 38% of Nobel Prizes won by Americans in chemistry, medicine, and physics between 2000 and 2021. Immigrants account for almost one-fourth of the STEM workforce, and STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. High-tech hotspots like Silicon Valley and Boston's Route 128 rely on immigrant scientists, engineers, and entrepreneurs.
Yet those numbers, and in my own reporting, I've seen many other data sets with a similar message. You think they still don't tend to capture the total contribution that immigrants make to innovation in the U.S.?
Not even close. At least that's my reaction to a recent study by five economists, the contribution of high-skilled immigrants to innovation in the United States. So these economists tap into and stitch together a number of data sources to get a more comprehensive, a more nuanced understanding of the contributions of skilled immigrants to innovation. So give you one example. They find that 16% of U.S.-based inventors between 1990 and 2016 were immigrants who came to the U.S. when they were 20 years or older. Yet these immigrant inventors have produced roughly 23% of all innovations, and that's measured by number of patents, patent citations, and the economic value of these patents.
But you do have U.S.-born people with skills worrying that new immigrants can bring down compensation in the field.
And I think that's been a genuine concern. But what I took away from this study, David, is that it's not a zero-sum game. So if you're having skilled immigrants coming in here and bringing in their ideas and they're working with innovators who are native-born, everyone seems to benefit, particularly the U.S. economy. And compensation is important, but so is innovation. That's where we get our higher incomes from going forward.
What accounts for the greater productivity among immigrant innovators, do you think?
So several factors may be at work. I mean, for one thing, it looks like immigrants choose to live in innovation hubs and more seem to focus on working at technology's frontier. But what really struck me was their international ties contribute to the importation, the diffusion of ideas across borders, as well as cross-border collaborations. So if you take into account these idea bridges, these innovation bridges built between the U.S. and the home countries of immigrants, as well as other measures, the economists calculate that skilled immigrants are responsible for more than one-third of aggregate innovation in the U.S., and that's a stunning number.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, speaking in St. Paul, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.